This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Welcome to the Mother Wound Project podcast. I'm your host, Tandy. Have you ever noticed how your mom seems extra sweet after an explosion or an argument or something like that? She suddenly is calling you sweetie or honey, or she buys you a little gift, or she all of a sudden wants to go grab lunch or go shopping, almost like nothing ever happened. You start to think, maybe things are finally better. Maybe things are going to change. And that's exactly what we're going to be talking about today. Love bombing. Or what I like to call the calm before the storm. Love bombing isn't always about flowers or gifts. It's about emotional manipulation disguised as affection. And that's the important key here. It's what emotionally immature or narcissistic mothers do after they've hurt you in some way. It can even be something as simple as a difficult conversation where she was condescending or passive aggressive, anything as small as that, all the way up to a full-blown argument or an outburst of rage or something like that. But instead of offering accountability or an apology or what we're really looking for, which is a change of behavior, she tries to reset the relationship with sudden warmth, kindness, maybe praise, which leaves you very confused. But also for some women, it makes them hopeful that things might change. It also makes you question yourself. Was it really that bad? Is it really a big deal? Maybe things are okay. Maybe I'm just making a big deal about it. She seems really sweet. That's the cycle. And it sucks you back in to this cycle of kindness, love bombing, and then, of course, the same behavior is going to happen again and again and again. But the love bombing makes you forget. And that it's such a key in this whole manipulative cycle. And a lot of us don't really want to think of our mothers as being manipulative, but it is essentially what's happening in order to protect her own ego from the shame of the way that she treats you or the way that she has behaved. So in this episode, we're going to talk about what love bombing really is and why it keeps you trapped in a loop of confusion and false hope. And you may even see this in romantic relationships and sometimes even friendships as well. So this does not only apply to a mother-daughter relationship for sure. We're also going to unpack the cycle, that brief calm before the next storm. And what's really happening underneath it. This is also the same pattern that keeps women in abusive relationships. It's the love bombing, because the love bombing feels really good and it keeps you addicted to that love bombing part of the cycle. So you can also have this with a mother-daughter dynamic. It's just obviously it's somewhat different, but it's the same behavior. It's the same love bombing. And then last, I want to give you tools to recognize the pattern and just to help you stay grounded so that you don't get pulled back in by the temporary sweet love bombing, okay? So again, as I always say, grab your coffee or your tea, take a deep breath, and let's talk about how to stop mistaking manipulation for love. Just so you know, I have an apple pie chai here today. Coffee's coming later. So let's dive in. Okay, love bombing. What is it? Why does it trap you? So let's get a little bit deeper into this. Love bombing is when someone suddenly floods you with affection, praise, or attention. But the key here is that it's not out of genuine care. It is to control the emotional temperature of the relationship after an explosion argument like we talked about. In romantic relationships, it often happens at the start, just right at the very beginning to hook you in. But in mother-daughter dynamics, it happens after the storm. So after the criticism, the guilt tripping, an emotional explosion, an argument, something like that. In my own life, I was stuck in this cycle with my mom for a while. In fact, I didn't even recognize a lot of the toxic dynamics. I just accepted them. But over the last year and a half, it's been love bombing on steroids. And so I've been able to see this cycle on a level of just like jaw on the floor, like what is happening? So at first, I believed that the warmth meant that things were changing. It also made me question myself. I was like, was it really that bad? She seems really sweet. It's probably fine. It really would make me question my reality and also make me believe that something was probably going to change. I thought maybe that she was really trying to repair things. But then, without fail, the condescending tone, the passive-aggressive comments would creep back in, and I'd be left confused, hurt, and emotionally wrung out. This is what the cycle does, and it is so painful. But let me give you the context behind this. And for those of you who've been listening for a while, you've heard this story a million times. I'm sorry, but I'll keep it brief because this is just kind of the best explanation of a lot of what goes on. But for those of you who haven't, when my mom found out I'd left the religion I was raised in, she unleashed her fury on me, telling me I was leaving, turning my back on Jesus, I was going to live with whoremongers and murderers in the afterlife, and on and on and on. The verbal assault was relentless and cruel to the point where I finally hung up. There was never an apology, ever. The next conversation we had was not about repair, it was all about her. It was all about how I needed to understand her. I needed to understand how hard this was for her. But there was never, you know, I'm sorry for the way that I talked to you. That never happened. And she also was telling relatives, I kid you not, that she had PTSD because I left the church to attend a different denomination. She was being this dramatic about it. So when I started stepping back, because, you know, after that kind of verbal assault, and then, you know, I was fine to understand and listen to how hard something was for her. I don't have a problem with that, but the problem was there was no apology, there was no attempt at repair, there was no, like, I also want to understand you. It's not reciprocated, and you'll notice this with emotionally immature moms. It's not reciprocated. They expect you to understand them all day long, but they are never going to try to understand you. So I just started stepping back, because even when we would have a conversation and it was about her, there was a lot of condescending comments. She would be very passive aggressive. She was being very manipulative. She was talking down to me about my beliefs. And so I just started not answering as often. I was trying to protect my peace. But then, do you know what happened next? I know you know. Love bombing. Suddenly, she's calling me sweetie. And I'm telling you, my mom does not use affectionate language at all. She's not an affectionate person. She never has been. She never was. She doesn't do nicknames. She doesn't do that. So this was very, very odd. And not only that was she calling me sweetie, but it's in this very high pitchy tone of like, sweetie, when she would see me. I kid you not. It is like the most, I know, you're sitting there like, ugh. Yes, exactly. She would text me things like she was driving past my house, which is 2 hours away from her. So she was going on a trip, driving by and texting me, driving by your house, blowing kisses from the freeway, sweetie. I want to be clear with you here. In 48 years, my mom has never called me sweetie, nor has she ever been affectionate. The blowing you kisses, like, this was just like, what is happening? This is love bombing. That's exactly what it is. Once a week, Tuesday calls started to appear out of nowhere. Now, in you know, I've been married almost 30 years, okay? In my 30 years of marriage, my mom calls when she wants to plan for a holiday or an event or when she needs something. So this once a week Tuesday call in almost 30 years, this has never happened. My mom, never in my entire life since I moved out 30 years ago, has my mom ever called me once a week or even once a month. Again, love bombing. And at first, it was, you know, the beginning of the conversation, it sounds polite, it's very nice, how are you doing, what have you guys been up to, just basic surface level small talk, which seems fine. But before long, the passive aggressive comments start to slip in, condescending remarks start to slip in, and you'll notice this a lot of times in the love bombing, the mask starts to slip, because this is not honest, genuine love and care. This is, I'm not going to take accountability or apologize. I'm just going to be as fake nice as I can possibly be and hope that you'll just forget it. That's what it is. So when the mask starts to slip, you're going to get whatever type of behavior dynamic you have with your mom, whether it is passive aggressive comments or condescending tone or manipulation, guilt trips, I don't know, but it will start to creep back in. And then all of a sudden you start feeling kind of like, what, this, you know, that's not very nice. And, you know, you start getting that kind of confusion of like, I was really enjoying this peace and these nice conversations. And then all of a sudden, this type of behavior starts to slip back in. But then, okay, in my scenario here, then came the memes and the Facebook posts. These like, you know, long kind of things where it talks about, I love my daughter, I'm always praying for her and all that kind of stuff that you can post. I don't know where she was getting these things from. She wasn't writing them, but she's posting them on Facebook. She's sending them to me in texts of these little like glittery, I love my daughter, she's always in my prayers, like these cutesy little things. Love bombing publicly on Facebook. My mom is posting to her Facebook account with these, I love my daughter, I'm always praying for her, like these cutesy little things. This is another part of the love bombing, is this is a public, look at me, look at how loving I am, look what an amazing mom I am, so that if you step back, you look like the bad one, because look, your mom's posting publicly all these lovey things, you know, of course you have this loving mom. And then she would send them obviously to me via text as well. But then it was followed by another phone call that quickly turns into accusations of me being unforgiving, accusations of my, quote, generation cutting people off for no reason. She would start bragging about her church. So she would say, my church does this. And very much emphasis on the my church, okay? My mom's very, very good with the high-pitchy stuff and the emphasizing the word. I've been a member of this church. I was a member of this church for over 40 years, okay? I had recently left, and all of a sudden, my mom's, my church does these amazing things. Again, it's starting to get into this condescending, I'm going to kind of do these little digs at your church and how my church is so much better, because the manipulation is she wants me to be a part of her church, right? And so within minutes, this sweetness curdles back into judgment, passive-aggressive comments, condescending tone, all the things. This is what you're going to see. And the only reason I share this story with you is to help you see how this goes. I'm getting called sweetie and honey, and I'm getting these texts of, you know, these little memes or whatever you call them of, I pray for my daughter daily and she means the world to me, and she's posting this on Facebook. This love bombing, it's so fake, but it is meant to just, it's meant to just give you amnesia. You're just gonna forget all of the things that she did, whether she yelled at you or you argued with her or whatever it was. And this is the cycle. There's the explosion. Now, again, that doesn't mean it has to be yelling, screaming, or arguing. Whatever the explosion was, like a major guilt trip because you weren't coming to a family event, whatever. Then there's the withdrawal. There usually is a pause, especially if it was an argument or, you know, something that caused some tension. And then comes the love bombing. And then the passive aggressive comments or criticism creeps back in, and then the toxic dynamic goes right back to where it was. Rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. This is what the cycle is. So there's always an explosion of some sort before the cycle happens. But the reality is, and what you need to understand, is this cycle doesn't change. It's never going away. It's not going to stop. Each calm period is meant to pull you in because it feels like repair. And it also, you see your mom in this like very sweet, very kind way, and you're like, oh, maybe she's not so bad. Maybe I was making a bigger deal out of this. It makes you question yourself. And your brain is wired for hope, so you're going to hope that there's going to be change. You want to believe that the sweetness means safety, but it doesn't. Psychologically, this is how an emotionally immature or narcissistic mother avoids accountability. Real accountability would require her to face her shame, to face the guilt of, I am so sorry I said that to you. I am so sorry I did that. She would have to admit that she was wrong. They cannot do that. And then ultimately change her behavior. This is how real repair happens in a healthy relationship. It doesn't mean that the argument doesn't happen. It doesn't mean that somebody doesn't say something stupid. We all do that. We have all said emotionally immature things to someone before. We've all said a manipulative thing. We've all guilt-tripped someone. We've all done these things. It's not a chronic pattern, but we've all done things that require repair, right? It happens in every relationship. But if you have a healthy relationship, that person, if they have harmed you, can take accountability and say, I am so sorry that I said that. I shouldn't have talked to you that way. I shouldn't have yelled at you, whatever it is. I'm really sorry about that. That admitting that they did something that was hurtful. That is the beginning. The apology, the admitting to it, the owning up to it. And then going forward, it's changing their behavior. It is, I'm not going to speak to you that way. Next time, I'm going to, you know, take a minute and calm myself before we reengage. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a plan in place that says, I am going to do something so that I don't do this harm to you again. That's healthy repair. But your mom, as an emotionally immature person, can't do that because the core wound is shame, which means they can't face that they've done anything. And so instead of real repair, she tries to erase the damage by overcompensating with affection or just acting like nothing happened. It depends on your own mother's dynamic. Everyone is different. Every personality is different. So you're going to see this love bombing phase is going to look different with every mother. It could go anywhere from, I'm just going to pretend like nothing happened. I'm going to pretend like we're friends. I'm going to invite you to lunch. I'm going to be very kind. I'm going to be very nice. I'm going to act somewhat interested in you. I'm going to act somewhat interested in things. It's going to be a little awkward because it's not her typical way of dealing with you. Okay. And it could go all the way to the my mother's way of doing it, where it's sweetie and I love you and posting on Facebook and, you know, sending memes via text and all this stuff. It can be like all out love bombing and anywhere in between that. Okay. And this is her effort to just erase the damage without taking accountability or apologizing or even changing. This is not healing. This is not repair. It is not healing. It's erasure. It's just, I'm not going to apologize. I'm not going to change. I'm not going to try to actually connect with you. Essentially, it's you just forget. I just want you to forget it. Love bombing is the illusion of repair. It's a temporary calm, like I said, to make you forget the storm. And it goes on and on and on in a cycle until you stop it, until you recognize the calm for what it is. And that's what I really want you to take away from this, is recognizing the calm for what it is and keeping yourself grounded no matter what she's doing. Because if you're going to be in a relationship with your mom, you're going to have to be able to stay grounded in this way. Because the calm after the explosion is not peace. It's part of the cycle. And it's important for you to understand that this calm is not true repair. It's not evidence of change, but it's also not evidence that you were wrong in how you felt over the initial situation, even if it was just major guilt tripping because you weren't doing what she wanted or she was being condescending or whatever, even if it wasn't a full-on yelling or arguing, it's not evidence that the way that you were feeling was wrong. And that you need to understand that. Also, though, you need to understand this calm does not mean it's all better. Emotionally immature or narcissistic mothers use temporary niceness, gifts, or having an enjoyable lunch together, going shopping or something, or polite behavior to just reset without taking accountability. So it's just like, we're not even going to look at what happened. We're not going to look at this argument. We're not going to look at what I was saying to you. We're just going to go to lunch. We're going to have a good time. It's over. Forget about it. But here's how to spot that false calm. So after anything that has gone down out of the blue, she's wanting to go out to lunch, or she may show up at your house unexpectedly, inviting you to go shopping. Anything that's kind of abnormal, though, for your typical relationship. So if you normally do go to lunch, or that's not it. This is anything that is out of the ordinary for your typical daily average relationship with your mom over, you know, a long period of time. It's also out of character sweetness and kindness. Maybe she starts calling you nicknames she's never called you before. She brings you a random gift. She may even start to try to offer awkward compliments. And the reason I say awkward is because generally emotionally immature or narcissistic moms do not compliment. So it comes off really, really awkward. My mom has done this before. When you hear it, you know, because it's not genuine, but she's trying to like not take accountability, but want you to like her and be fine with her. So she offers these really awkward compliments and it just feels strange because it's not authentic warmth. It's just damage control. And you know what is normal and typical for your mom and what's not. And so only you will know where you are starting to see the love bombing rather than what your mom is really like. But essentially, it boils down to avoidance of the real issue. They are always, always, always going to avoid the real issue. So you're not going to get an apology. She's never going to take ownership of anything that she has said or done. There will be no talking about what hurt you or what happened or even a resolution of whatever it was that you were arguing about. You're not going to get a resolution for this at all. It's just calling, texting, acting like everything is as usual, and you're just expected to play along. And she's just going to forever act like it never happened. You might find yourself in these moments, and you may look back at the past and be like, yes, I felt hopeful. I thought things were going to get better. It felt good during that time. Thinking that, and every time I know this because I've done it, you think that this time it's going to be different. We had so much fun together. We had such a great conversation, not about what the original issue was, but you know, it was enjoyable. That hope comes from the conditioning of your childhood. You spent years waiting for your mom to see you, to change, to love you in a healthy way, and she never did. And there is that hope inside of you that someday she can be the mom that you need. And unfortunately, it just isn't the case. But that hope is normal. Your nervous system equates calm with safety, even when it's temporary. So you start to feel safe, and then all of a sudden, you know, she shifts back. The mask starts to slip, and it shifts back, and then there's that disappointment phase. But I want you to remember this. A tiger never changes its stripes. Okay? A tiger never changes its stripes. And when we are talking about emotionally immature moms can change, they don't generally, but they can. Whereas, you know, if you get further along on the spectrum, they can't. They don't and they can't. But the calm doesn't mean growth. It just means the storm has passed for now. So when I say this, even to someone with an emotionally immature mom, you are going to be better off staying grounded and understanding the cycle than expecting that it's going to be different this time. And so this is why I really, really, really want you to understand the cycle and just stay grounded in your own self. If you choose to maintain contact, sure, enjoy the calm. Enjoy that moment, but don't get too invested in it. Stay on guard and understand it for what it is. Okay, mom's love bombing me because she feels guilty about whatever happened prior, right? Just understand that and know it inside yourself. Know that this is not an indicator of change. It's not an indicator that you were wrong for however you felt about what happened prior, and just stay grounded in it. Take it at face value without attaching any meaning to it whatsoever. Don't let the temporary warmth convince you the relationship has changed or is going to change, because lasting change only happens when there's accountability and a consistent change of behavior. That is where a relationship change is going to happen. If your mom comes to you and apologizes and takes in accountability without I'm sorry, but you didn't understand, I'm sorry, but you're just so sensitive, not that kind of apology. I'm talking real accountability with a consistent change in behavior, then I would say, hey, we're going places here. But if all it is the initial explosion event, whatever it was, happens, and then she goes straight to love bombing, there is no change there. There is no hope. There is no safety. No. Okay? If it goes directly to love bombing with no acknowledgement or accountability, stay grounded. Take it at face value. Do not attach meaning to it. So, how do you handle the cycle without being pulled back in? This is the hardest part. Because when she starts love bombing, it feels good. I mean, it is almost like an emotional high. It can feel very comforting, almost like it's the relationship you have always wished for in that moment. But this is where you have to stay grounded and not get your hopes up. Right? You don't have to lean into it. You don't have to expect anything to change. You can just enjoy it. Be like, okay, sure, we can go to lunch. Keep yourself emotionally detached from it, though. You can receive her kindness politely and still remain emotionally detached from it. And remember, you need to keep your boundaries in place. And we're going to talk about this in a minute. But this doesn't mean throw all the boundaries out the window because your mom's being nice. Because then when you try to reset those boundaries, when the mask falls off, it's going to be harder. She's going to be like, well, you let me do this 3 weeks ago, right? Don't let your boundaries down just because you're being love bombed. So if she's giving gifts or compliments or I love yous or whatever, let them just roll through you. Be polite, but do not anchor yourself to, oh my goodness, she's saying she loved me or she's giving me a compliment or a gift. If you've told her not to give gifts, remember, keep the boundary, right? You can appreciate the peace without believing it means change. That's the key. So when the love bombing begins, pause and remind yourself, this doesn't erase the original problem and this is not repair. Right? This sweetness is not a promise of change. It's just a pause in the behavior. Remember that. The kindness is just a pause. The behavior is going to come back. And as I was talking about with boundaries, guard yourself. So if you have already set boundaries with your mom, keep them. During the love bombing, she's going to assume, I'm being all nice. I'm doing all these great things. She's going to be like, why would you have boundaries? Look at how nice I am. She's going to want to cross those boundaries. If you have set them, keep them. Love bombing can also be a way to blur the lines and reset the old dynamic where you don't have boundaries. And this happens so often with women during these calm phases or love bombing phases where they let their mom show up unannounced. They let her do the things that they had already set boundaries for because she's being so nice. Then the mask falls off, the behavior returns, and then they have to reset those boundaries and it's more painful, more and more and more painful to do that. So if you, for example, have a boundary you've chosen not to share certain parts of your life with your mom because she has used them against you in the past, stay consistent. She might be really fun and you're having a good time and she's sharing with you and you feel a little more comfortable. you may end up sharing those aspects of your life that you wouldn't normally during one of these phases, and then it's going to get used against you later and you're going to regret it. Do not do that. Do not do that, okay? Because don't let yourself think that this is going to be any different. If you've asked her not to come by without calling, that needs to still stand even during the calm phase or the love bombing. Gifts, or if she's not supposed to bring gifts or something like that, do not let her love bombing override that boundary either. If you've told her not to bring gifts to the grandkids or whatever, stick with it. If you've limited phone calls because conversations turn hurtful often, you don't have to answer just because she's suddenly being kind. You can still keep that limited level of phone calls or responding to texts or whatever it is. Like, there's a lot of times when my mom will send me massive love bombing text with, you know, one of those, I don't know what you call those things, I'm too old for this, but little meme things or whatever that talk all about, oh, I love my daughter, she's the best thing ever, whatever, you know what I'm talking about. She'll send me those, and sometimes I don't respond, or sometimes I'll just thumbs up. And I know that that sounds cold, but I'm not into the love bombing, you know, I'm just not. So emotionally immature mothers are using this to create fake repair so they can skip accountability. Don't let her do that. Keep your boundaries and understand that that's protecting you from being pulled back into the dysfunction. That's what she's trying to do. You're going to get sucked back into the vortex if you let go of your boundaries, if you let go of that distance because she seems nice. You're going to get smacked upside the head as soon as this behavior starts up again. The arguments are going to go right back to where they were. The passive-aggressive comments, it's all going to go back. If you let your guard down and you've allowed her to cross these boundaries, she will use that boundary violation against you later. Well, you let me do it last time. Well, I showed up unannounced and you let me last time. They will do it. So you're just going to have to keep strong even though the kindness feels good. Don't match her emotional energy either. So whether it's really high, the calling you sweetie and I love you, don't match it and be like, oh, I love you too. Don't match the energy. Okay? Stay steady. When she's overly sweet or overly kind, you can be nice, but stay grounded. Stay true to yourself. Okay? When the passive aggressive or whatever behavior returns, you can calmly end the conversation and walk away or hang up or whatever. But just keeping yourself very grounded and very steady in your emotions. Don't match her highs and don't match her lows. Just stay very neutral when you're around her. And I say this a lot of times, but I'm going to say it again. The calm is not proof that she has changed. It's part of the pattern. You've got to understand that. Do not be fooled into letting your guard down. Stay aware, stay consistent, and choose your peace over her performance, because that's exactly what this is. It's a performance to get what she wants. And deep down, I think you know this, but there's a little girl inside of every woman that wants to have a mother who loves her and sees her and cares her and wants to understand her. But if you have seen a consistent pattern throughout your life of a mother who does not offer those things, this calm after the storm or this love bombing, this ain't it. And you got to keep reminding yourself of that. So take a deep breath and in your mind, just remind yourself, this is the calm before the storm. And you can keep that mantra if you want or pick your own, but have something that you tell yourself that, you know, this is just part of the pattern, and not to allow yourself to get sucked into it or believe that it's going to be different, because that's where the pain, you keep the pain cycle, because it hurts the next time the arguments and the comments and the behavior comes back. It's just pain on this whole cycle. It's like, no, I'm not getting on this hamster wheel again. And that's the whole point of this. More often than not, these moments of calm are merely used to manipulate you back into the relationship, and you can't forget that. I have done this far too many times myself with my mom, and lately I just haven't been willing to do it. And it's hard because I feel like I'm being cold to her when she's trying to reach out and she's trying to be nice, but I know exactly what it is. She wants me right back where I was. A mother who is going to leave me 4 days after a 6-hour surgery with my blind autistic daughter, to leave me all freaking day long with no access to food or water and with a blind autistic daughter that needed food and water. You know what? a mother who can't apologize for that, a mother that would do that in the first place, all the sweeties, all the love bombing, all the Facebook posts, all the things, this does not fix the problem. Because here's the thing, she can call me sweetie all damn day, but if I was in the same situation after a surgery and in desperate need of someone to take care of me because I couldn't feed myself or even get a glass of water for myself, my mom would leave me high and dry over and over a million times over. She would do it. It's really easy to say the things, but actually doing the things is a completely different thing. If they're not willing to even just take accountability and apologize without flipping the script and making it like it's your problem, this is not change. And this is why I say I stay neutral, even when it's not authentic to me to do that. But I have to do it with my mom because I will not be sucked back into this after the things that have happened. And when you start recognizing the calm for what it is, you reclaim your power. You stop being hurt over and over and over again when the cycle flips. Because the love bombing cycle thrives on your confusion, guilt, and hope. First of all, confusion because she's being really nice now, and so you start being confused. And then you feel guilty for being upset about whatever it was that she did. And then you hope that this will make change. This is how the cycle thrives. But when you see it clearly, you stop mistaking performance for progress. The calm isn't change. It's camouflage. Keep your eyes open for the sweetness that follows the storm. You don't have to reject it, but you don't have to believe it either. Observe it. Stay grounded. When you see it for what it is, that is where you stop being sucked into the pain part of this cycle. And that's what I want you to avoid, is the pain, the letdown side of this when her behavior returns to the way that it always has been. You are allowed to protect your peace even when the storm seems to have passed and there is calm. You still need to protect yourself. Now, hopefully this was informative. Hopefully it helped you understand part of this cycle, because I know a lot of women, this is where they get really confused. I have coaching clients who will say, but my mom was being so great. We had a great time together. I'm like, I know you did. And I love that. But at the same time, I want you to stay grounded. I know who she is. I know the pattern. I know who she is. And don't get sucked in, because you're going to get hit upside the head when the passive-aggressive comments, the condescending tone, the arguments, or whatever it is that your normal dynamic is, comes back. So just be aware, okay? If you are ready to move forward in your healing and you really want to dive into this, I do have the Mother Wound Survival Kit. I have updated it. It has videos. It's amazing. I've kept it at the same price, but it isn't going to be that way for long. It's only $17. But it has powerful scripts and tools for navigating the love bombing, the guilt trips, the gaslighting, the emotional manipulation, all of that, so that you can stay in power and you know exactly what to say, exactly how to respond. That is a great kind of starting off point, is the survival kit. There are videos of me kind of talking now. It's a little kind of course that I put together. So if you want to get that for a really good deal, I still haven't changed the price. So you can go, that's on my website, themotherwoundproject.com. You can get that there. It's when it says work with me. If you click, there's several different things you can click there. I also have one-on-one hypnotherapy or coaching sessions just to release old programming, calm your nervous system, rewrite the story that was kind of ingrained in you by your mother, or just help navigating the whole situation and whole relationship with your mom. I do also have the Daughters Rising Inner Circle. That one is still on waitlist. It's about to open, so you can get on the waitlist on my website. It's a private community for women that are breaking free from the toxic family dynamics. You'll find real healing support. We have support groups in there. We have weekly webinars, coaching calls, all kinds of things. And there's also a 12-month module program that kind of takes you through recognizing your own dynamic with your mother and then bringing you all the way through rebuilding your own self-confidence, learning how to navigate the relationship with her. We go deeper into how to handle gaslighting and how to stay grounded in yourself, how to overcome the anxiety, the people pleasing, and all of those behaviors that you learn from these toxic dynamics. So if you want, waitlist is available and it will be opening very soon. I have some openings that will be coming available quickly. So any of those things, if you want to dive deeper into this, I'm so glad that you joined me here. And I want you to remember, the sweetness does not erase the storm. It's just part of the weather. Learn to stand tall in both.